Mr. President, Director General of WHO, Honorable Ministers of Health, distinguished delegation, I bring you greetings from the people of the Republic of Ghana. I wish to join my colleagues in congratulating you, Mr. President, on assuming the presidency of the 66th World Health Assembly. I take this opportunity to commend the Director General and the WHO for their leadership in global health governance and its sustained focus in supporting developing countries strengthen their health systems towards the attainment of the Millennium Development Goals. This has been largely the responsibility for some of the significant gains we have made in the last few years. The MDGs remain for us key milestones in our quest to attain a just and equitable social as well as economic order. Experience has shown, however, that meeting the target of the MDG is an expensive enterprise which requires bold investments in health systems. In spite of the substantial increases in funding, many countries in Africa, including Ghana, are still some way off in meeting the Abuja targets of 15% of public sector expenditure on health. There is therefore a need to generate an innovative financing mechanism to facilitate the push towards the attainment of the MDGs. Mr. President, Ghana has been committed over the past few years to improving the health status of its populace. In pursuance of our national vision of healthy population for national development, we have adopted a multi-system approach to address our health needs through curative, preventive, promotive, and rehabilitative healthcare. We have also put in place innovative systems that increase access to basic quality healthcare and adopted strategies that seek to promote a vibrant local health industry. In our effort to meet the targets, an MDGs accelerated framework was developed to expedite the attainment of the goals. A comprehensive plan has been put in place with support from development partners to facilitate the implementation of the framework. The free maternal health care policy being implemented under the National Health Insurance Scheme, which allows women to access maternal health care services, has brought about an appreciable reduction in maternal mortality in the level of 301/1,000 live births. We should continue to implement policies to ensure reduction to an acceptable level. In the area of malaria control, the following are underway: distribution of free insecticide-treated bed nets nationwide to pregnant mothers and children under one in health facilities, hang up campaigns of ITNs in homes to promote usage, larviciding interventions to reduce the disease burden of malaria. These interventions have resulted in significant reduction of morbidity and mortality. With regards to child health, Mr. President, Ghana, in collaboration with the Gavi Alliance, introduced two new vaccines, pneumococcal and rotavirus vaccines. Hepatitis B is also included as part of our routine EPI schedule. In addition to this, a second dose of measles vaccine has been introduced. As we prepare to give account of our stewardship in 2015, it has become evident that more resources will be needed to complete the task addressing the MDGs. It is also instructive that health systems must now deal with emerging public health challenges, in particular the non-communicable diseases. The government has also improved cancer treatment through the collaboration of the WHO, International Atomic Energy Agency Joint Program on Cancer Control. This collaboration facilitated the upgrading of two major hospitals in Accra. It is also worth noting that Ghana has been guinea worm free since 2010, and strengthening of surveillance is high on the agenda to sustain the gains. Mr. President, Your Excellencies, against the vortex of competing health needs, the challenge before us is to craft a new global health agenda that encapsulates the unfinished aspiration of the MDGs, but equally embraces the emerging public health threats such as the MDGs. Ghana is of the view that the next generation of global development goals should be anchored on equity and social justice. Health as a critical enabler should be the fulcrum around which the development goals are pivoted. This requires that health ministries and the global community engage other stakeholders in a meaningful and frank discourse. In this regard, we commend the joint World Bank and WHO meeting in Geneva, which brought together ministers of health and finance to fashion a common understanding and approach to universal health coverage. We also welcome the outcome of the high-level dialogue on health in post-2015 development agenda that took place in Botswana in March 2013. As a lead convener of global health issues, we will welcome WHO's initiative in facilitating consultations among member states and civil society, beginning at the regional level, aimed at generating a common vision on health and development. Mr. President, in conclusion, Ghana would like to extend our appreciation to the WHO for guiding investment in health systems, strengthening and for spearheading the development of new capabilities for disease control. We remain committed to the ongoing discussions on securing a place for health within the next set of development goals. I thank you for your attention.